views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to welcome everyone to the premiere episode of Soul Wisdom Abundance. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm excited to get a chance to talk with you all and share a lot about how you can truly create wealth through a means of spiritual health. I've put this podcast together with a fairly lofty goal, and that is to start creating a paradigm shift around money. I want to give you a brand new way to think about money, a brand new way to work with money so that you have both less struggle around it and more ease while having more money coming into your bank account. And that's not the paradigm shift. The paradigm shift is to be able to do it in a way that serves not only you and your bank account, but serves the world. I think the world is in need of a brand new way of working with money, and we get to do that in a way that makes us filled with joy. Okay? Money's a really complex topic. I think that the vast majority of us have a love-hate relationship with it, a real push-pull when it comes to money. And I was going to ask you to pause and ask the question, what does your body feel like when you start thinking about money? What words come up? What thoughts come up? What feelings come up? Right? We all have a reaction to money, but we need it to live. We need it for food. We need it for shelter. We need it for clothing. And it gives us a lot of really fun things. It gives us experiences. It gives us lots of different options. But we all have examples of people around us. Maybe they're celebrities or politicians or business moguls. Maybe even people in our own lives, our family, our friends. And we look at them and we say, no, I do not want to do money like that. I don't want to be known as a person who does money like that. Or maybe you're somebody who is creating a lot of really good money for yourself, but you're sacrificing other forms of abundance like time or family or freedom. And you just feel really trapped, like you can't do it any way other than create sacrifice. So you add all that together and you can really feel frustrated or angry about money or feel like it's a really heavy kind of a topic. But the thing is that money's gotten a really bad rap. It's been co-opted in so many ways. And I'm going to talk more about that later in this episode and in further episodes. But what I really want us to be able to do is to look at what money really is. Money's roots are in the divine. Our personal souls carry our truth about our ability to live in abundance. Abundance of all kinds of, in all kinds of ways, including money, and in ways that bring us great joy. So as as we grow together here through the Soul Wisdom Abundance Podcast, you're going to learn how to tap into the wisdom of your soul, to bring money back into the light, to know your personal truths about money, and to use your truth to bring more physical money into your bank account in a way that brings joy to your life and expands your abundance. So that's the big picture view. But let's get started today, right? Let's get started on that journey. So today's episode, today's conversation is dedicated to starting to shake out your money-making truth. Because there's a lot of truths out there, or so-called truths out there about money. And the question we want to ask today is, what's real? What's fact? What's fiction about money? And most importantly, I want to help you decide, what do you want to claim about your money truth? What do you want your money identity to be? Okay. And then maybe the first question as I say that is, why does it matter that you have a money truth? Why does it matter that you have a truth about money? The reality is that you have a personal and specific relationship with money that money responds to. Did you know that? Did you know that you have the ability to make a decision about how you and money are going to interact? I'll talk more specifically about the aspect of relationship in the next episode. But what I want you to walk away with today is that money responds to you and your truth, and you get to decide what your truth is. Once you start becoming aware of your truth, you get to decide if you like it or not and what you might want to do to start switching things up. But we'll get to that too later in this podcast. Okay. Now, shaking out your personal truth about money from what the world tells you about money can be a little bit tricky, because there's no shortage of places to start looking regarding truths about money. Right, there's messages everywhere. You've got books, you've got movies, you've got our country's leaders, you've got your parents, your religious leaders. Really, anyone and everyone has an opinion about money that sounds like truth. So what we actually believe isn't always obvious. So what I want to do here is to start figuring out your truth. Let's listen to what some other people have to say. Okay. And the goal here is that as you listen, I want you to just start to notice, okay, what makes me nod my head yes? What makes me say, yeah, that's something I believe. Maybe it doesn't feel really comfortable, but this is something that I believe. Okay. All right. So let's just start easy. Let's start with some quotes. This is from Sophocles. So we're reaching way back in time here. But here's what Sophocles has to say. Surely there never was so evil a thing as money, which maketh cities into ruinous heaps and banisheth men from their houses and turneth their thoughts from good unto evil. He's pretty clear, right? Pretty clear with what sort of theme is coming up regarding money, right? Money is evil. It's the bane of our existence. Okay, let's listen to D.H. Lawrence, who says, money poisons you when you've got it, and starves you when you haven't. I'm really struck with this quote about how much power is attributed to money. And it's got money has all the power. It's either going to poison you or starve you, one way or the other. And then how about this one? Life's a game. Money is how we keep score. That's from Ted Turner. Okay. Again, you got a lot of power happening here, but what starts to fill in is this idea that we're equating money with our value, right? Our ability to win over somebody else. So if there's a bar graph and I've got more money than you, then I'm winning, right? That's a really strong value, I think, that comes through when we're in the money world, right? Okay. How about one from Benjamin Franklin? Money never made a man happy yet, nor will it. There is nothing in its nature to produce happiness. The more a man has, the more he wants. Instead of filling a vacuum, it makes one. Okay. So here's Ben saying, Benjamin, Franklin saying, you know, money has the power. And not only does it have the power, but it changes you. It's a character changer. So not only is money going to give you the power to do something, but it's literally has the ability to shift who you are. That's a pretty strong statement. Okay. All right. I've got one last one that I want to do before we switch to a different genre. And this one wins all awards for putting as many beliefs into one statement as possible. When it comes to money, you can't win. If you focus on making it, you're materialistic. If you try to but don't make any, you're a loser. If you make a lot and keep it, you're a miser. If you make it and spend it, you're a spendthrift. If you don't care about making it, you're unambitious. If you make a lot and you still have it when you die, you're a fool for trying to take it with you. Okay? So, again, you can just feel all of the different truths that are jammed into that particular quote. So just take a moment and tune in and say, what of all of these messages that are coming out ring true to me? Are there any of those that sort of make nod your head that go, yeah, that speaks to me a bit? Okay, and we're not going to worry yet about whether you want to keep it or not, but just notice. Okay. So we could go into any other genre, songs or movies. You can even read stories about lottery winners, and you're going to get themes coming up again. Let's briefly talk about songs. When I was doing research for this particular episode, the number of rap songs that came up about money, making money, not having enough money, having money and being an awful person and not having money, right? That's not my genre, so I'm not even going to try to reproduce any of the lyrics, but it's incredible, right? You know, the place where I'm more comfortable, right? ABBA has a song, Money, 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 talking about how funny and sunny it would be to have money. And you contrast that with Donna Summer, who's like, oh, nope, you got to work hard for your money. Or you even get into something like one of my favorites, Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million, right? That is it's really an idea generator about what would I do if I had all that money. But then it gets into I'd Buy Your Love, right? So again, it's all kinds of themes that come out for us when you start listening to what other people say about money. And so what I'm going to ask you to do one more time is notice those themes. What's really pushing your buttons? What comes into that shows your belief system? Okay. We are going to dive more deeply into your specific personal money themes when we get into the next segment of the show. And again, remember, there's no judgment here. This is all about what's really popping for me. Where am I feeling really good about money? And where am I feeling like there's a lot of weight? And where am I feeling like this? It's so true that I can't do anything about it? Okay. So you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about your personal money truths. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about living lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
We're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom. So in the first segment, I shared a lot of different cultural references to money. So just sort of as a recap, we've got themes about money being a source of evil, the end of happiness, it's dangerous, but it's needed in some way to make your way in the world. What are you noticing for yourself? Do any of these ring true to you? Now, some of the themes, when we talk about them out loud, can seem a little bit over the top, right? How can money really be responsible for changing your character? These themes may not necessarily be running in your conscious mind, meaning what you're thinking about on a day-to-day basis, but they are a part of the fabric of your beingness. These truths have been coming at you since you were in the womb. And actually, some of them are actually encoded in your matrilineal DNA and have been part of your generational line for decades. Okay? Anytime you hear something over and over, it's going to begin to sound like truth. And then we take it on for ourselves. If you look at the science of it for a moment, before the age of 7, your subconscious is wide open. You're like a little sponge who's taking on the beliefs of the people around you. And, you know, those people are people in your daily life, like your parents or your teachers or your friends. And sometimes it's in the songs you listen to or the movies you watch. I mean, how many story arcs and fairy tales deal with starting with nothing, right? You get a character who starts with nothing and then ends up happy, but it's all tied together with love and money in the form of a handsome prince. Okay, those are things that we, again, we're taking those on. And the reason why I'm spending so much time on this is because we are sponges when we're kids. We're even sponges as adults, and we're not always aware of the beliefs that we carry. They just are. Okay. And I want to talk some more about why that's important. You know, you're really being bombarded with money truths, and you take them on as truth for yourself, and then that actually impacts your daily experience with money. Now, before I share about those kind of mechanics, let's start tapping more directly into your personal truths about money. So, if you're someplace where you can close your eyes, I'm going to ask you to do that. Take a couple of deep breaths. Obviously, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. So, what I'm going to ask you is a series of questions, and I want you to, we're going to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. And for this first question, you're going to listen to the question, and you're going to rank from 1 to 10, where 1 is heavy, like a real heaviness in your body, and 10 is light. Okay, like feeling like light as a feather. And it's a simple question, but how do you feel about money? Does it give you a feeling of lightness and fullness in your heart center, in your body? Or does it feel heavy, like something that's unobtainable or hard to get? Just notice, again, no judgment to it, just notice. And now let me give you a few other statements, ranking 1 to 10. And this time 1 is, I don't believe that statement at all. And 10 is, yeah, it's absolutely true for me. Okay, so here we go. Rank these statements, please. Money is something you must earn. In order to have money, you have to give something up like time or love. Money's my friend. There's only so much money. I have to fight to get what's mine. How much money I have determines my individual worth. Wealthy people are disconnected and not compassionate. Money will change who I am at my core. Okay. And let's just do one more thing here. I want you to imagine that you have a big pile of money, and maybe it's sitting in front of you, maybe it kind of winds around you. And again, notice how you feel. What emotions come up? What thoughts come up? Okay. You can open your eyes if you've had them closed. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to just consider all of the answers that came up for you and ask what the general theme is around your money truths. Does it skew more towards a love of money or hate? Is it more of a push or more of a pull? Do you feel like it's more fear or love? Does your money truth skew more towards money being something that's joyful and fun or hard and painful? Again, no judgment, just noticing. And it's important to notice because your truth is going to directly impact the kind of experiences that you have with money on a day-to-day basis, right? If your truth is skewed more towards joy, you're going to have more joy with your money. If it's hard, that's going to skew more towards having hard experiences with money. And I want to talk about why that is, right? And there's two different reasons for this. The first is that we live in a universe that's a great big mirror. Anytime you have any thoughts and feelings, those are broadcast out to the universe, and then the universe is going to reflect back experiences that are equivalent to whatever that feeling is. So if I'm feeling happy and bubbling at the moment, that gets broadcast out. Something, the experience that's going to come back to me is going to help prolong that happiness and bubbliness feeling. If I'm feeling super crabby, right? I got up on the wrong side of the bed, feeling kind of like the world is against me. That gets broadcast out to the universe, and then I'm going to get an experience back that matches it. Maybe I have maybe I go out to go to work and the tire is flat on the car, right? It's going to help me. It's going to help those feelings of crabbiness continue. All right. Make sense? Now to take it one layer further, when we have those experiences, they validate our original thoughts and feelings as truth because we now have evidence that we were right. I was right to feel happy. I was right to feel crabby. Yes? So let's give you an example related to money. Let's say that you are somebody who, when you start feeling really good, like your life is just flowing along and it's just feeling great, that you're somebody that sort of starts to feel a little bit leery, like, when's that other shoe going to drop? Okay. It's not something that you're thinking about all the time, but that's just a feeling that will pass in and out. So now here you are, you're bipping along and you get a really great tax refund, right? Woo. So you're starting to decide what you want to spend your money on. It feels really light and fun and like freedom. And then the car breaks down. And the bill is exactly the amount of money you got back from the government. Have you ever had something like that happen? Well, it's because you've got this underlying belief or truth that something bad is going to happen once there has been something good, right? That gets reflected out and the universe responds back with this particular experience. And not only that happens, but now you have a newfound fullness in your belief that bad has to follow good, because you were right. It happens just like it always does. All right. So that's one reason why it's really important to know your truth about money. You want to know what's operating under the surface, because if you're not aware of it, you can accidentally create more pain and suffering for yourself. And that's not what any of us want, right? So the other reason why it's really important to know your personal truth is that you are in relationship with money. And again, I told you we'll talk more about the relationship in the aspect in the next episode. But what's important about this for our conversation today is that you get to set the rules. You're the one in power. All the cultural references that we had before tended to point to money being the one in power, and that is not true. It's you. You are the one in the driver's seat. And the sooner you realize this, the sooner you can start creating your experiences with money in a much more positive and purposeful way. Right? So you might be saying now, all right, this is great, Jennifer, it's all well and good, but what about all those themes that have been coming up, right? What about all those other money truths out there? Is it really possible to have a different experience with money? How is it that all of them can be wrong and this is right? And I want to acknowledge that, yes, you really can have a different experience. And here's why I say that so strongly. What I know is that most people have been operating from a place of disconnection and unconsciousness when they work with money. Money does tend to throw us into fear and worry, and that disconnects us from who we truly are as a soul on this planet. And when you are unconscious with your money, when we're disconnected from the truth of money, there can be some negative consequences. But here's what happens. When you are somebody and you have a negative experience with money, you tend to blame money, not your disconnection. And blame is a hard word here. I don't want us to use that too much, because that gets really heavy. But you can, we put the fault on money instead of ourselves. Okay? So you have that combined with the fact that most people talk about currency and how we use it, but they don't actually talk about the essence of money. Like, what's money really? Where does it come from? Okay. When we understand the true essence of money, when we start telling the truth about money and we get connected, we get conscious about money, we have a whole new perspective about what money really is. And it becomes a lot easier to change our personal truths about money. So how do we change our truths about money? We start by telling the truth. And that's what we're going to do when we come back from break. So I'm Jennifer Bloom, and you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health. When we come back, we are going to start telling the truth about money. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health with your host, me, Jennifer Bloom. Okay, so we're talking in this podcast episode about shaking out your money truth. And we've been talking a lot about what's out there in the world regarding money. I started asking you to think about your own personal money truths and whether they serve you or not. And now we get to start the conversation about how to actually change your personal money truths so that you're able to create a change in how you work with money, okay? And the way I want to start the conversation is by talking about the true essence of money. Because when you know the true essence, you get to reevaluate these truths that have bombarded you for years and years and years, and bring your beliefs back into alignment with what I consider the truth, right? Now, one of the biggest blocks to changing out your money truth is that the current money paradigm, which exists in our culture, is based in an ego-based system. Okay, so I think about that as ego-based abundance. And ego-based abundance is rooted in power and control and worth and competition, lack, fear, need for protection. And this particular system is what all those cultural references were based on. And with this particular system in place, it's no wonder that we have complicated money stories and struggle around money and abundance, particularly if you are a heart and soul-based person. And if you have found your way to this podcast, you can count yourself right in that population of being really heart and soul-centered. I think one of our fears is that we're afraid to say that we want more money, because if we really open ourselves up to abundance, then we're going to end up becoming someone who we really don't want to be. We're going to accidentally overemphasize more of those ego-based values. And what's interesting about that is that many of our money truths exist to keep us safe, right? If you're putting a stop sign up saying, no, I don't want more money because I don't want to be like that, whatever that is for you, this truth is trying to keep you safe. And we have to find a way to feel safe in our new truths. Otherwise, our being, our lizard brain, is not going to allow us to take on those new beliefs. Now, the current paradigm doesn't explain what money is made of, right? I mentioned that towards the end of our last segment. It talks a lot about how people use money. They used to be powerful or worthy or whatever else, but it's not what money is made from. Or it's not talking about what money is made from. Now, I ask my clients this all the time, so I'm going to ask you, where does money come from? What's it made of? The answer that I tend to get back is, well, Jennifer, comes from the work I do. All right, I work my 40 hours, I get my paycheck. Or maybe you're self-employed. You know, I run a class and I have 20 people enroll, and that's where the money comes from. It comes from my work. And yes, of course, you exchange your gifts and talents for money on this planet. That is true. That's the process of getting it into your bank. But it is actually the last part of the process of creating money. Action is part of having money in your life, but let me say it again, it is the last step. And when you understand the origin of money, that's it's going to help you understand that action is last, and that there's another whole aspect here to consider. So the origin of money is the divine. The money that comes into your bank account starts out as divine energy. Okay. Now, money is just simply one physical form of divine energy. If I want to give an example about divine energy, the way that I like to think about it is as this sort of this great big mass of undifferentiated form. It's just a great big ball of love just waiting to be formed by your feelings and your thoughts. And that energy gets transformed into lots of different physical forms of abundance. Beauty is one form of abundance. I think of the beauty of nature or a lovely painting. Relationships are another form of abundance, in my opinion, whether that's your relationship with yourself or relationship with other people, right? So money is a tangible form of the divine. So if money's of the divine, then the essence of money is love. The core essence of money is love, not power, not fear, not character implosion. The essence of money is light and love. Okay, now you might remember that one of the things I said at the beginning of the podcast is that the energy of money has been co-opted, and that's part of what I meant by that statement. Over the millennia, people have taken this love-based energy and turned it into a source of power and control. But we don't have to use that model anymore. When we know that the divine is the source of money, we get to move into a model that's no longer ego-based, but divine-based. And I actually think of it as soul-based for us here as individuals on the planet. Right, so I think about it as soul abundance. And when you're in the model of soul abundance, there's so many new things that we now know about money. The first is that it is an unlimited resource. You're part of the divine, and the divine is unlimited. As a unique strand of the divine, you now have access to those unlimited resources. There is no need for competition. There's no need to keep score, as Ted Turner said, right? We all have the same access. It's inclusive. You no longer have to use money to measure your worth because your worth is already guaranteed. You're here as a soul on the planet. Your worth is of the divine. You'd never ask the divine, are you worthy? So you never, right? You don't have to ask that of yourself. Money does not need to be a measure for your worth, right? And there are lots of other aspects of this particular model of wholeness and community. And as you listen to this new way of describing model for money, what does that start to do to your personal money truths? If money is truly love at its core, what fears and worries can you start to release? Going to ask that question more specifically in our next segment. But before we get into that, I want to answer what most people have as a burning question at this point. It's like, okay, that's great. It's divine energy. So now what? Right? How does that really impact my bank account? I can't see it. I can't touch it. How does that impact my bank account? So all of you are very well versed, right, in the final part of making that money, which is the action stage. And action isn't going to go away. It might get tweaked a bit, like the things that you're doing might get tweaked a bit based on some of these other information that we're going to talk about, but it's still going to be around. What needs, and needs, if you could see me, I'm making quote marks around needs, but what needs to get added to the formula for making money in this new soul abundance model is the structure for including the divine. So you can really think about it as the first half of the equation. Action is the second half, and the first half is what I would call more a being state. It's going to be more being than doing. It's more allowing and receiving than doing. And it really starts by strengthening your connection with the divine and with your personal understanding of being a part of the divine. Now, that can sound a little nebulous. So let's talk a little bit about what you could do to change each of those, right? So what can help with this is creating a regular practice of connecting with the divine. That could look like meditation. It could look like just sort of looking out the window and enjoying the view of nature and sensing your connection to something bigger. It could look like prayer, not prayer from a place of need and desperation, but from a place of trust and knowing that you're being heard. And that you are, by holding that being state, you are turning that formless form into what it is that you want. Okay. So this is just the first part. This is the first part of the being equation. And I'm going to give you some more tangible steps in the next segment. But for now, just really rest in the importance of knowing that there's a first half of the equation. All right. So this being part of the equation also is supported not just by connecting with the divine, but by really claiming your individual strand of the divine. Because in our individuality, we each have personal preferences about how we like to work with the resources of the divine. Our soul came with all kinds of gifts and talents and missions and ways to complete that mission. And so you're going to have different ways that you like to play with the energy of money. And when you know yourself at that deep level, when you understand what truly lights you up and what makes your soul sing, the more action that you can create out of those traits, the more that you're in joy, and then the more you're in the direct alignment with the energy of money. Okay. Now, in my practice, I use a tool called soul language to help better understand our connection with our own personal soul and the divine. And if that is something that's of interest to you, you can take a look at my website, jenniferbloom.com. All kinds of information there. So finally, this being state is about creating your money truths that support who you want to be with money. These money truths are going to create the structure that supports your being state. Okay, it's going to help you organize your thoughts and your feeling state so that when you communicate with the universe, you're receiving back what you want. Now, that was a ton of information, and I just want to honor that. We're going to spend time in the next segment adding to this understanding and not just shaking out your money-making truth, but putting some language to your new money-making truth so that you've got some tangible steps for taking this information into your day-to-day life. Okay? So this is Jennifer Bloom with Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth from Spiritual Health. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we are going to talk about creating new money truths and talking about the difference between a love of money and a love for money. So stay tuned.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom. Okay, to start this final segment of our show, let's really start shaking out your new money truths and give you some tangible steps to use them. And I want to start with an exercise. So again, go ahead and close your eyes if you're someplace where you can do that, that is safe. Take a breath. And now let's come back to that big pile of money that we worked with in the first exercise. See it in front of you, around you, whatever you did before. And now imagine that you can inject, maybe you have a big syringe, but you can inject the true essence of money into this pile of bills. So you can inject the essence of love, all the principles of soul-based abundance, like unlimited resources and worthiness and inclusion, wholeness, community. And while I'm saying you're injecting it, it's really, those injections are really removing sort of I can see them as sunglasses, right? The blinders that you had. So you're really feeling the truth now. As you view it with this new understanding and new truth, what happens when you look at that big pile of money? How does it feel in your body? What do you now know in your body to be true about money? How do you want to invite money into your daily life? So, as you're considering those questions, I'm going to give you some more statements like I did before. And I'm going to rank them again from 1 to 10. 1 is, I don't believe it at all. 10 is, yes, absolutely, I believe this fully. And see what comes up for you. Okay. The first statement is money is safe. Money is a form of the divine. Money is love. My worth is completely separate from the money in my bank account. My money flow starts in my partnership with the divine. The most important thing for me to do to create money is to connect with my divinity. I trust the being process of creating money. I trust the divine to partner with me and create money in my physical experience. So I'm just going to pause for a second and take a couple of deep breaths. And just notice what you're thinking now compared to what you were thinking before when we did an exercise with the different statements. Okay. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do with these statements. I'm going to ask you to pick two or three statements that describe your new money truth. You can pick from the ones that I gave, or you can make up your own. You also might find that, you know, we've just been talking about it. You have the opportunity to create a shift here with your new understanding, but it might take a little bit more than that. So you might write a statement that says, I'm learning that money is safe. or I'm looking forward to trusting the divine in a new way around money. Okay, you want something that you can actually believe. But what I want you to do is to create two or three sentences that describe your truth in a way that you can believe. And then I'm going to ask you to commit to a sacred practice every morning. And this is in a practice in the most simplest of terms. Okay, give me 5 minutes a day. All right, and the first thing you're going to do is you're going to connect with the divine. We talked about this last segment. I'll give you a couple of ideas, right? You could meditate. You could, this is my favorite, is being out in nature and connecting. And here in Minnesota, which is where I am right now, I do a lot of looking out the window because it's kind of cold and snowy, but I still do it and get that connection going. Okay, you could do it through prayer, whatever works for you. Okay, and as soon as you're starting to feel that connection, you're going to speak your new truths out loud. And I want you to speak them out loud because the act of saying them is creating, you're literally creating the scaffolding for new beliefs. But beyond the speaking them, I want you, as you're speaking the statements, to feel the emotion in your body. If you're choosing to say that money is safe, I want you to feel the safety throughout every cell of your body. Right? The feeling is what's going out to the universe. So create the feeling. And you're going to do that practice every day. And you have now done your being portion of creating money for the day. You are intentionally creating the feeling state that you want around money, and you are intentionally creating what you're putting out to the universe about money. And then you're just going to start to notice what happens. Okay? Money is, I don't want to guarantee anything, right? But money is going to start shifting in your daily life. I want you to notice each and every way you start to have more money, whether that's shopping at the grocery store and everything is on sale, or you find a dollar bill, or you get an unexpected check in the mail, whatever it is, notice it and celebrate it. And think about it as an experiment. Okay, and keep noticing how money is starting to shift in your daily life. Okay, notice the ease or the joy that accompanies it as well. It's interesting because it's about this time when I'm working with people when they say to me, you know what, Jennifer, this is great. I want to change my money, but I'm a little bit afraid. I'm a little bit afraid that by doing all of this and focusing on the money, that I am going to start really focusing on the money. I'm going to have a love for money, and it's going to put me right back in that ego-based model. That doesn't sound like what I want. And I want to nip that fear in the bud, okay? Because I'm not asking you to have a love for money. None of this paradigm shifting is about having a love for money. It's about having a love of money, a really deep understanding of the divinity of money. It's just a resource. That's all it is. And it was given to us by the divine. It's intended to use, right? And as you use your money in a love-based way and you give it out to other people and they use it in a love-based way, now we get that paradigm shift that I'm asking for, okay? So it's not a love for, it's a love of. Now, we can have some really challenging stories around money. So if as you're doing this work, if as you're in that being place, you're finding that you're really having trouble letting go of your old money truths, or, you know, if you've had some experiences that have deeply colored your belief about money, you might need a little bit of assistance. I would love to help. I offer soul abundance focus sessions, and we go in and we clear out old beliefs. And if that would be something of assistance to you, then please visit my website, which is jenniferbloom.com. Now, as we come to the end of this premiere episode of Soul Wisdom Abundance, I really want to thank you for being here, being part of the show. Start really paying attention to the references to money that happen on a daily basis. They're going to pop out at you now. I was just watching a show yesterday. It has nothing to do with money. And here it was, this mother was having to make a choice between her child and creating money. I mean, it's everywhere. It's amazing. Okay. So just from there, remember, you are in relationship with money and you are the power source. Okay. As you start shifting and turning on your power, your money is going to change. And again, thank you for being here. It was a delight. And if there's any questions, you can reach out to me at my website. You can reach out and talk. I'm more than happy to answer any kind of questions that you have. So again, thank you all for tuning in to Soul Wisdom Abundance. Please join me for Soul Wisdom Abundance every first and third Friday. We're at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 Pacific. And in the next episode, we're going to be talking more in depth about your relationship with money and all the different dynamics there. So have a great next couple of weeks, and I'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit JenniferBloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.